You're tuned in to the Meta Roy podcast, and this is your host, Roy, and I welcome you to a brand new episode. Every week on this show, we aim at making Web3 simple by learning about one aspect of the crypto and the Web3 space. Today's episode is not just aimed at building awareness about the Web3 space, but also in helping build inclusive Web3 free from barriers of gender. And our guest for today is Regina Noriega, an award-winning digital strategist and a lifelong believer and supporter of women and equality projects. She is the former head of digital for the number one beauty and cosmetics brand on television and e-commerce. And she is also the founder of Everyday Sheroes NFT, which is an edtech platform that empowers people in the Web2 space to transition into Web3 roles and career opportunities. Regina, thank you for joining us today, and it's my absolute pleasure to welcome you on this podcast. How are you doing today?
I am terrific, Roy. Thank you so much for letting me share the mission and vision of Everyday Shiro on your show.
Absolutely. And if you're new to this show, do subscribe and follow me on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, pretty much every platform that you get your dose of podcasts on. Before we start though, just a quick disclaimer. The following content is informational only and none of it should be interpreted as financial advice. So please do your own due diligence before making any moves in the crypto space. With that out of the way, let's get started. Before we start with Everyday Sheroes, Regina, we'd like to understand about your background a bit and how you came about being in the Web3 and NFT space.
Okay. So as you had just shared, I was the former head of digital for the number one beauty brand and cosmetics brand on TV and e-commerce in the United States, and also a vice president and chief marketing officer for a handful of CPG and direct-to-consumer and fast-moving consumer good companies in the U.S. And so what that means was that I was responsible for creating and developing the digital marketing ecosystem, which basically is multi-millions of dollars of ad spend in social, influencer, affiliate marketing, SEO, anything that had to do with digital marketing. That was part of my roles in those companies. And so about 9 months ago, I've been 9 months in the Twitterverse. I was looking at Bored Ape Yacht Club and the other projects launching last summer. And I looked at it and I said, oh my goodness, there is such an opportunity for a women's empowerment project that could help the crypto curious with onboarding into the Web3 space. And so when I saw that opportunity, I took about, I would say, 8 months in the background just studying crypto and learning about how I can build a project. And with that in mind, it was just about 3 months ago, I think we're week 12 or week 13 in launching Everyday Sheroes, that we launched. And yes, it's been an exciting journey. And I absolutely believe that there's a lack of productcation and sources of truth for how to enter the crypto space and the NFT space. So yes, that's how Everyday Sheroes became.
Got you. Do you think there is a higher barrier to entry for women in Web3? And why do you think this has been created? And what do you think maybe the reasons for this?
Well, okay. So I think there's a barrier of entry definitely for both men and women. And anyone coming from Web 2 and coming into Web 3, the technology aspect for Web 2, it's not challenging anymore. For Web 3, you have to read articles, you have to watch a ton of videos, and it's really daunting because the videos are super fast. And when you're watching the videos, not one video can explain every situation or scenario that someone faces. So it means that, you know this, Roy, you'll watch 15 videos to solve one problem. And then at that time, it may not even address every situation. So the barrier of entry is definitely what I was mentioning. It's the productcation of the crypto and NFT space. There's just not enough good content out there.
Absolutely. I agree with you. Gina, obviously, you're working towards helping people transition to Web3 roles. So what are the career opportunities that women can actually have in Web3?
Oh, there's so much. One of the things that they can transition to and we help them in is building their business through social media marketing and digital marketing strategies. So we offer free online seminars on Twitter Spaces. We also, if you go into our Discord, you will find a wealth of knowledge in PowerPoints that explain how to create social strategy, how to be successful with hashtags, how to create a buyer persona, lots of things, a lot of tools, and basically the online training and networking. The men and women in the Discord are finding ways to work with each other and collaborate. And also on top of that, we also, myself and the COO, we also curate current job opportunities in the crypto and NFT space. And we have a special section of our website that has every single month the latest jobs that are available in the space.
Got you. Got you. Gina, you have obviously had a lot of experience in the Web2 space and you have been in the leadership positions as well, right? So what does leadership look like for somebody like you? What would that be in the Web3 space? How would that be different from what is it right now?
You know, I think the difference between being a Web2 and Web3 leader is understanding truly what a community means. In my Web2 roles, there's a community, but it's a different kind of community in Web3. In Web3, you build brick by brick instead of going after the masses. And so super proud of Everyday Shiro, how everybody in the Discord knows each other and supports and collaborates. So how it's different in the leadership role is that you have to be very patient. It is not a fast thing. The crypto space is fast, but community building is brick by brick.
Got you. Gina, can you take us through the platform? Like, how does it work and how do we become a part of this Everyday Shiro community?
So right now we are in the allow list stage and we are in our second, our second wave. And so we have about 110 spots in the allow list. And what we do differently from, you know, all the other brands that are launching in the space is that, for example, if you would like a policewoman that is an Everyday Shiro, and we have 10 different characters, first responders, a doctor, a nurse, a scientist, a farmer, if you are resonating with a particular Shiro, like a doctor, we ask you, which state do you want it from? It represents, the Shiros represent 50 states from Alabama to Wyoming. And so then we curate it for you. And we basically bring you into the space, meaning myself and the COO and some other key members. We help you attach your wallet. We help you get into Coinbase. We help you convert fiat to ETH, fiat to Polygon. It's a long process. And let me tell you, for the first 50 members, it took about 8 weeks because everybody was getting KYC'd. They weren't familiar with the process of as simple as just, if you can believe this, adding the browser extension. I mean, it's very difficult because there aren't really any good videos or training capsules out there for people to learn from. So you choose a Shiro and then we make a Zoom appointment with you. And Roy, whether it takes 5 minutes or 5 hours, I have been there for every Shiro that's been minted.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure it comes with a lot of a learning curve, right? So how difficult did you find this process to be for even for somebody like who is already in this space, right? So even for people who are already familiar with crypto and NFTs and versus people who are not familiar with that. So how difficult has it been transitioning between this space?
I think for myself and yourself, because we both have digital marketing backgrounds, we're digitally native. We come from a place of troubleshooting. If one thing doesn't work, we go and find the other process. I would say from 1 to 10, you and I were probably an 8 or a 9, right? For myself, for myself 9 months ago, I had no problems attaching the wallet. I had no problems going on Coinbase. I understood what KYC was. And so for me and you were at a different, higher level in that digital marketing is our business, and we are taught to learn how to use Google Analytics. We are taught to use Facebook Ads Manager. Just the marketing stack that you and I as performance marketers know how to do, it's abnormal amount. It's not a normal person in their role in digital marketing is expected to know how to use many, many platforms. And at one time in my career, I had probably 70 logins to everything from spy tools to Google Analytics. So for you and I in the digital marketing business, I think, don't you think you and I would be like an 8 or a 9 in adapting because we're digitally native?
I certainly wish I am. I like to think so, yeah.
Okay, so then for Web 2, I would say it's more of a trust issue. It's not that they're not capable, because there are brilliant, brilliant women and men in Web 2, but they don't know about crypto. And then if you tell them, go to crypto.com, and they see an interface that's all black, they get like a little freaked out. So it's I would say for a Web 2 newbie, it's daunting. They're in a brand new place that has no directions. Even if they go to a customer chat, even the customer service reps on Coinbase or MetaMask, they need some help. I got to tell you, they really are not a good place where I have found that they give good answers. In fact, education and service is very lacking, in my opinion. And so when a Web 2 person is getting onboarded and they have to do this by themselves, I believe that me being by them, you know, by their sides, giving them a video that was produced by my platform and Everyday Shiro, the trust factor is higher. But still, I would say their comfort level closer to a 4 because it's unknown.
Absolutely. I think it all needs a bit of awareness as well, right? So a lot of people are used to the Web 2 kind of interfaces, but transitioning from that to a completely different wallet and all of that jazz is there, right? So it's a bit difficult in the first go, right? So using your resources that are at your disposal, how are you raising awareness for this project?
So I've been very blessed by having a lot of supportive women in the space. I did a podcast with a terrific duo. They're awesome podcasters and representatives of women in the crypto space. They're called the Nifty Chicks. And because of getting blessed and having the opportunity of being on that podcast, I use it to like everywhere on social media to promote and everything. And because of that, and also another article that was written about Everyday Shiro by a nice publication called Voyage Media Online. They basically wrote about Everyday Shiro being one of Houston's rising stars. And so because of that, I got a lot of awesome requests. Pretty proud to say we got about 80 invites to be on 80 podcasts and YouTube shows because of the first two people that recognize that this was a meaningful project. And just a big shout out to all the podcasters out there. You have no idea the lives that you can change when you are able to bring guests that are small businesses onto your show, and we're able to go ahead and use that and leverage that for promotion for our small businesses.
Absolutely. I think you raised a fair point about that. I had a question about Everyday Shiro's NFT itself. So how would it be different from a project like World of Women? So if you have heard about World of Women, which was a very popular NFT project last year, how is it kind of different from what World of Women is doing? How is Everyday Shiro's different from that?
Well, World of Women is an incredible project, first to market. What we are really is a social network. We want to be the LinkedIn for the crypto curious and the Web2 newbies. And we really are having a concierge service. We have we know all our members that are in Discord right now. We're the core, you know, the core community. We're working with them one by one. And I believe what's different is that we are curating the shiros one by one. It's not an open mint where everyone just gets to pick whatever. We're making it a very special and personal experience because, again, the Web 2 audience is very curious about crypto. But what, 95% of the world is not into crypto. And so the way that we're positioning this is that we are building from the ground up and everybody is part of it. It's not just, you know, oh, it's not just the elite. It's the entire community.
Exactly. Exactly. So when you go through this journey of signing up for the platform and going through the process of building a wallet and all of that, how does the process of transitioning to a Web3 role kind of work? Because it's not just about building the initial infrastructure, right? It's also about learning different aspects, like what is a blockchain or what is cryptocurrency or all of these aspects, right? So what are the other kind of courses or opportunities that you're providing to these women, and how are they transitioning to these other roles which are available to them?
So we do a lot of, again, Twitter spaces. I did a personal challenge of 100 Twitter spaces in 100 days. And so I literally deep dove into the community, found women, whether they were one by one artists, whether they were project creators, mental health and wellness coaches. And I said, hey, let's find a way where we can share in the rising prosperity. We all have the same audience, but find a way to collaborate. And so I, again, hold seminars. We will be having the Shiro YouTube channel, which is going to be up at the end of the month. And basically, I worked with a very amazing video production team. And we have 17 new videos, which I love. Basically, you're going to go ahead and say, Gina, I need to understand what Coinbase is. And I can say, go into the education channel. There's something about the exchange. You're going to say, what is a blockchain? Go into the education channel. There is a video about it. And literally, this is the first 17 videos that are going to be launched. We've been working on them for about 8 weeks and they'll be ready. And so that's going to be a source of truth for our members to come in. In addition, on August 13th, we sped up the roadmap. We've hit everything in our roadmap and delivered even more. On August 13th, Saturday, we have the first speaker on the platform. So we're also doing online training and also motivational speakers. And we've got this amazing speaker named John Terhune. He's an Amazon best-selling author. And he is going to talk about how to go ahead and bring your Web 2 skills into Web 3 and level it up. So that's going to be really great. And I believe that anyone that mints and they're able to come to that event because it's free, it's going to teach them that they have the skills to make it and also motivate and inspire them to move forward with their search in what they're going to do in the NFT role.
Awesome. Awesome. I think having this all at one place is really important because we don't have to worry about searching at 100 places, right? And Everyday Shiros is kind of making it accessible, not just for women. I think it's for everybody who wants to transition to a Web3 role. And I think it's really important. Having the right information is also very important. Having vetted experts being able to guide you through this space. So all of this is really important. And for people who want to check out these platforms, all of the links are in the description. Gina, this is really important and I would love to share it across all of my social channels and especially Twitter, for example, because that's where most of these conversations happen, right? So how are you planning to expand this project and what are your future expansion plans for this?
So one of our goals, we're building the content again daily with a video production team, scripting it out, making sure that we can deliver 17 to 20 new pieces of content every single month in video. And at that point, we're going to have such an awesome library. Our next step to expand is to start developing the app and finding ways. And of course, you know, the way would be liquidity. So we are going to finish our friends and family allow list, which is 160 members onboarded. And then we're going to go to public mint. And with that, with the public mint, we're not we're not big on putting everything out there and just like, okay, let's just go do this. And, you know, we're really trying to be strategic and mindful. And so we're probably going to do several waves on the public mint. And with that, we're going to be able to raise what we need to go ahead and build the rest of the platform, which is basically the LinkedIn app, but for crypto. I totally envision a Shiro app where you're going to have to connect your wallet and you're going to have to be verified to put a job on the job boards in our app. Because what I'm finding, and I know that it's different experience for everybody, in LinkedIn, I'm finding a lot of people reaching out to me that I have no idea who they are. And I believe that when we have transparency and we have a Shiro app and you know the poster is connected to a wallet, you know the person that is DMing you is connected to a wallet, the transparency is there, okay? And also, I want to be able to share honest and open, meaningful conversations and social networking with people that are crypto curious or in crypto in an app just made for them. And of course, the third part, which I think is super important, there's been in Web 2, there's so much anonymity in writing reviews for companies, which I think is super important, okay? Because people, when they're looking for jobs, they want to know about the culture. But if you are on the Shiro app and you're linked to a wallet and you're going to write a review, you're going to have to know that everybody's going to know who you are, maybe, if they could find you on the blockchain. But it is going to be transparent because I feel it's got to be 50-50. If you're willing to put your words out there with a wallet, but you're anonymous on Indeed or Monster, I don't think that's fair. I think it's got to be 50-50. We want to expand to get our app and get to liquidity.
Got you. Can you share some of the inspiring stories around Everyday Shiro and how people have actually been able to transition from not knowing anything about Web3 to actually kind of starting to build or working towards building a career in Web3? Can you tell about the impact that Everyday Shiro has created for any particular person in your community?
Right now, it's pretty early, but what we're doing, and this is, again, part of our initiatives, we also have a very strong one-by-one artist community in Everyday Shiro. So right now, because we're experiencing a little bit of a crypto winter, what we did was, even though we're not at liquidity, for the first 50 Shiros that we had for revenue, we decided to go ahead and basically go and invest 9% of our revenue back into NFT one-by-one artists. And that makes a huge difference because, as you know, the space is very volatile right now. And lots of artists that are so talented, they need us to support them. So that is one of the things that we're doing while we're trying to move towards liquidity and building the foundation for Everyday Shiro. And again, also the community and the love for one another. We go into Discord, everyone's sharing about coffee, what they're eating for dinner. People know about each other's lives. We do speed networking games where we ask like icebreaker questions. We get to know each other where it truly is genuine instead of transactional. And that is what builds a community where it's not like, oh, you're in Discord because you want to buy something. I don't think we ever talk about that. Everybody talks about their weekends. When we have Twitter spaces, everybody comes on and is accountable. They say, Gina, this is where I am with my project. This is where I'm at. And I give 150% in branding, marketing, ideas, anything I can do to support the NFT community and the wonderful members we have in our Discord.
Absolutely. Even the entire experience of sharing or raising awareness about a project or any product must be completely different for you, right? From what you have been exposed to in the Web2 space, right?
Well, you know how that is in the Web2. Here's an ad. Please buy it. Please buy it. If you don't buy it, we're going to send you another ad. In Web3, it is face-to-face. I have met, this is hard to believe, the members that we have onboarded, I have met them face-to-face. Like, I know what they look like. I'm doxxed, right? So the experience is different. It's personalized. And yes, it's taking a lot longer of a time to go ahead through the process. But guess what? The best businesses build foundation before they go out and start running and like we do in Web 2. Here's our cup of coffee. We want you to buy it now without knowing anything about the cup of coffee, right?
Exactly. Have you built any partnerships? I know you already spoke about John Terhune. Are there any additional partners who or any celebrities who are coming on board this project and being able to contribute or share the message with their audience? Have you been approaching any people like that?
Roy, I hope you know some to send my way. No, we don't know it. I don't know. I don't run in that world. We're building organically. And yes, we'd love for them to come. But at the end of the day, it really, the community, the members that we have, I just think that they organically love the mission and vision, and they love being with each other. And that really is important. I mean, we do spaces at 7 a.m., 10:30 a.m., 10 p.m. We do spaces for 4 hours at in the middle of the night. And my husband's like, oh my goodness, it is 2 a.m. And I'm like, oh, everyone's just sharing. So again, yes, we hope to get awareness, and it would be lovely if somebody like Reese Witherspoon or Eva Longoria or somebody comes along the way. But at this time, we're just building organically.
I think the recent one I read was about Ashanti sharing her NFTs, and she's also kind of inspiring greater female involvement in the Web3 space as well. So I hope some people are listening and they reach out to you and you get some additional people to actually support you in your mission, because it is absolutely an incredible one, and I totally understand the need for it and how important it is to be able to do this. So if there's a message that you want to give for people who are completely new to the space or women who want to learn about the Web3 space, what is that message going to be?
You don't really want to miss this opportunity. I have shared in other podcasts that about 5 years ago, I had the opportunity to work for a crypto hedge fund. And I spent time with that group. And after 24 hours, I really couldn't process what the crypto world was, because all I heard was Bitcoin, Bitcoin, Bitcoin. And I believe that if the pitch was about blockchain technology, I may have understood it and processed it better. And so my advice to anyone looking into the crypto or NFT space, get in. It is already happening. It was a $1 billion industry last year. It will be this year. And it is something that is already in the works and happening all around you. So don't miss an opportunity. And I have told a friend who basically said, hey, so you're in crypto now. So Gina, what are you going to do? And I told her, I'm going to do what you told me. I'm going to pick up my surfboard and I'm going to ride the wave, because that really is, I missed crypto 5 years ago, but I'm not going to miss NFT. And I hope that men and women understand that this is something that is not a fad. It is the future.
Absolutely. Gina, what is the best place or what are the best places to connect with you online, and what would you suggest where our audience can connect with you?
Very easy. They can find me either on Twitter at Everyday Shiro, and Shiro is spelled S-H-E-R-O-E, so Everyday Shiro. And then if they want to get on the allow list or partner up, they can go to our website at everydayshiro.io.
And all of these links are in the description below. You can check those out to connect with Gina. Gina, you had some giveaways for our audience. Would you want to share that with them?
Absolutely. So every time we go through the waves, first wave, second wave, we do a sweepstakes where you will be able to win a personal branding seminar or AMA, which is basically Ask Me Anything. I'll get on a Zoom with you and help you define your brand. You can ask me any question about your brand, and I'll really help you just put a strategy together. And so at this time, we have about 11,500 in sweepstakes prizes, and we're going to announce 5 winners here any day now. And then when we get to public mint, it doubles up. So we always have airdrops and prizes and things that are happening. Also, too, we have a event coming up on August 13th where we are gifting 15 free tickets to our motivational speaking event with John Terhune. All you have to do is just drop into the Discord and say hi, and basically use the word empower and we enter you into the sweepstakes to get a or get gifted a free ticket to the event.
Awesome, awesome. I will definitely share that over my social handle. You can check that out on my Twitter, or you can also check out and follow Gina on her social handle as well. Gina, on that note, it was such an honor having you on the MetaRoy podcast, and it was great learning about Everydose Shiros and all of these initiatives that you have been doing to empower women in the NFT space, right? So thank you for taking the time to share this and to educate our audience, and also to taking the time out to speak with us. And I wish you and Everydose Shiros all the best in your future initiatives.
Thank you so much, Roy, for blessing me with this podcast. We will be sharing this amazing conversation on our socials, everywhere from TikTok to Instagram to also not one, but three accounts on Twitter. So thank you so much.